find in the Torah that we know very little about Moshe Rabbeinu. We know very little about Moshe Rabbeinu. How he got to what he became. Upon him, Dibur Hashem. He for sure didn't get it as a present. The only description that we have about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was an Onov. Right? It says he was an Onov. The Ish Moshe Onov Moed Alpnei Adam. As I've said over in the past, there's a famous Meshech Chochma, a Gevaldig Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma explains, how did Moshe Rabbeinu get to be such an Onov? What brought him to that diagram? The Meshech Chochma explains that an Onov is not somebody who's a Nebuch, right? It's not somebody who's depressed, and not somebody who has a lack of self-confidence. Right? That's not an Onov. Today, everything that's an Onov, that's not an Onov. That's not an Onov. Moshe Rabbeinu, a stacker guy, he knew what he wanted, we see, he was a leader. So how does that fit with an Onov? So Meshech Chochma explains that an Onov is somebody who, relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understands that relative to Kutcha Baruch Hu, I'm nothing. It's like, he says an example, it's like a candle in front of a flame. Biyachas to the flame, I'm a candle. It doesn't mean that I don't have a job to do, it doesn't mean that I don't respect myself, it doesn't mean they don't have meaning. Oh, but biyachas to the real thing, biyachas to Kutcha Baruch Hu, biyachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that I'm everything I have is totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing of my own. It doesn't mean that what I got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. But everything else is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Darga of Anova, says the Meshech Chochma, is a direct result of somebody who's not Messiah Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as a person has in front of him, in front of his eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as much as an Onov. The minute a person detaches himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's he thinking about? Himself. So you're always Onov. You're not an Onov anymore. So Va'ish Moshe Onov Moed, the Onov of Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he was the biggest Onov, that was a sign, that was a simin, that he was the biggest Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who was not Messiah Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a sign of where his mind was. Because he was Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wasn't Messiah Das from the godless Habayri, mainly he was an Onov. If every person would think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second, so that we wouldn't have Gaiva, we wouldn't have Kas, we wouldn't have Midas Ros, we would be bottle and bottle Kafir Da'ar, Kafir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because Moshe Rabbeinu every second was Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because he wasn't Messiah Das from the Boiris Baruch Shemoy, Meila, he was an Onov. So of course, you have nothing. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. Gevaldige Sach. That is a Gevaldige Sach. A different taich in what Anova means, what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was the biggest Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meila was the biggest Onov. How did he get to that? So again, it doesn't say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't say anything about his upbringing. Doesn't say anything about how he got to it. Doesn't say what he worked on. He fasted for 5 years. He davened long for an essay. Doesn't say. Statement. Doesn't say how he became. How did he get to this dog? He didn't get it as a maton. He didn't get it for free. So there's a medrash in Parsha Shmois. And the emphasis is that the medrash is a shocking medrash, because it looks like Misach calls something which is a nice thing to do. It says, "Vayhi b'yom ha'mehei v'yigdal Moshe v'yetze el echo v'yarbis of loisom." Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the palace of Paroi. V'yetze el echo, he went out. That means he stepped out of his own life. V'yarbis of loisom, and he saw the several of Klai Yisrael. Says the Medrash that just like you left all your business that you had, you were sitting nicely in the house of Paroi, living well, and you left it. You walked out of the house of Paro Vayetze. Says in the post Vayetze. It means he was somewhere and he left the somewhere and he went to see the several of Klai Yisrael. So too says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani oizev elyoinim v'tachtoinim, I'm going to leave the entire Bria and talk to you. So the Medrash says that the Zchiyah that Moshe Rabbeinu got to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because he was Vayabas of Vaisam. He went to see what's Tutsak with Klai Yisrael, what's doing with them? What's doing with my brothers? As I state in Rashi. This is a Medrash. All the Balibos are bringing down Medrash. It says, Medrash on the Pasuk. that's why Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to leave everything and talk to you, Ponim Ponim, because you did a nice chesed, you went to see what's doing with Klal Yisrael. Chesed's a very nice thing. Right? But because of that, you're zeicher to become Moshe Rabbeinu. That guy volunteers Chai Lifeline. Gives out bananas in nursing homes on Fridays. It's a sheinazach of a, how do you become Moshe Rabbeinu because of that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you went and bothered, I'm gonna, what do you call it? But there's a diuk in Rashi, there's a gevaldik in Rashi here. Rashi says, Vayar b'siv loisam, he saw their several, Nosan einov v'liboy liyos meitzer aleim. Nosan einov v'liboy liyos meitzer aleim. He had tzar for them. What's the notion of einov v'liboy? So the Chazal brings down, Rabbi Ruchim brings down over here, the Medrash says that when he saw a yid schlepping, he said, come, let me schlep along with you. It's too heavy for you. I'll help you. Oh, but that's not what Rashi says over there. Rashi says, Nosan Einov Aliboy. What's Einov Aliboy? Einov is a person's seichel. Liboy is a person's heart. Nosan Einov Aliboy means that Moshe Rabbeinu took his whole existence and he took his whole mahus, his whole intellect, his seichel and his emotion and his regesh, and he completely gave it over to Meitzalim. Ain't of Hilly, everything. It wasn't Stam Epizazach, because he felt bad. He cried, he saw something. And it wasn't only intellectually. That means Moshe Rabbeinu came and gave over his whole zich to the Tzav Klai. So completely, every fiber of his being was given over. Ain't of Hilly, boy. His seichel, his heart, his regish, his emotions, everything was given over Klai. So he was mavatal himself completely. It wasn't how much he helped. It wasn't how much money he donated. It wasn't how many hours he slept bricks. It was the Nosan Ein of Libo, the fact that he gave over his whole being, his seichel and his regish for Klai Yisrael, a complete bittel. That nekuda of his batlus of the zich, that means there's nothing left of me, I'm totally there for Yenim, with that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher. You don't exist, you're completely mevatel yourself, every fiber of your being, every part of you, for Yenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the person who I could talk to. You're the person who could become an Anav. You're the person who can become bottle to me. Because you don't live for yourself. It's the same way you're Nosan Ein of Liboy for another Yid. You're Nosan Ein of Liboy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting question. I don't know exactly what the pshat is. In the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, it says that it's born in Chazal, this is the beginning of the Gula. V'yitzei Moshe, he went out to see, and from there it started. It's very interesting that the Golus started with the same Lashon. In Parshas Vayechi, it says, Loma Parshas Zu Stuma. Why is Parshas Vayechi a Soslim? It's closed up. If he Shekiva Shenifta Yaakov Avinu Nistumu Einayim V'Libam Shal Yisrael. Facing the same Lashon. The Einayim and the Libam of Klal Yisrael got closed up. It was Nistam. It got closed up. And Moshe Rabbeinu's action of caring for another Yid opened up the Einayim V'Libam. The Golus started with a Nistam Einayim V'Libam. Vice versa, it was a shutdown. And the Golus, the Geulah started with a small act of Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, that Moshe Rabbeinu went out, V'nosan Eina V'Liboi. He opened up the pipelines again of feeling for another Yid. And B'makam where there was a feeling for another Yid, B'makam where there was a Einayim, there was a Seichel, he put thought into it. V'skenechton, what can I do that Yen Yid should have better? And a Libam, and he felt their pain. That vice versa, that's the beginning of the Geulah, that somebody in Klal Yisrael opened, stepped out of himself, and wasn't only thinking about himself. And it was with this chus of Nosan Eina V'Libo Lias Meitzer Aleim, he was zeicha to ponim upon him Dibur Hashem. That's what the Medrash says. That means that as long as a person is wrapped up in himself, and as long as a person is not, that means shteito in this Medrash a shaking zach, that without tikkun hamidus. Tikkun Amidus means that a person is wrapped up in himself, is only thinking about himself. His whole life, there's no Avodas Hashem. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Nosan Eina V'Liboy Liyos Meitzer Aleim was absolute, so the result, the Dveikus Takaras Baruch Hu that came was absolute. What we see over here is that there's no Makar for Avodas Hashem, and there's no Makar for Dveikus Hashem, and there's no Makar for Torah. If it doesn't start with this, Chazal say that it started with this, it didn't come from anything else, and I'm explaining to you why. Because closed mind, a person is wrapped up in himself, in his own ego, in his own Balaramas, in his own needs, in his own selfishness. So when you're wrapped up in Zich, there's no Kosh Baruch Hu. And the first step to Geula of Klal Yisrael, and the first step to Kabbalah Satera, and the first step to relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that a person takes his Keches HaNefesh, and a person takes himself, and steps out of his own little selfish, needy world, and is able to be made Tzerah there for somebody else. And as much as a person is misak in those midas, there's an equation that's as much as Panim upon Dibur Hashem. That's as much as you leave yourself, as much as there's a Vayetze. What's the positive say? Vayetze Elecho. As much as a person steps out of himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll step over to you. I'll leave my world and come to you. And shteita that the Ikur is Tikkun HaMidos. And calls about a person doesn't fix his midas, he shouldn't wonder why the learning goes fair and the davening goes fair and why he doesn't feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can't feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's not Vayetze Elecho. And there's a lot of midas to fix. There's been Allah Chaveroi, and there's Kina, and there's Covid, and there's Gaiva, and there's Kamtsonis to do a chesed for somebody else. All that is the opposite of Eino V'Libra Elias Meitzerlev. That's the opposite of Ayetzer. That's the opposite of stepping out of your Da'oramas. And Chazal are telling us over here a clear equation. As much as a person is misakin himself, and makes himself royu to be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly the amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Is we know the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where he died from going out of the palace and going to die and say, hey, come carry the brick on me. Yeah, a person says, what do you mean with that? A person becomes, what do you call a person? You get the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you fast 40 days, go to the Kodesh for 40 days. And you do something else 40 days, and you do schoolers, and you go with the Kameya, and you say Kabbonis 3 times a day. So a person gets the Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to them. Because it's like that, yeah. A stupid thing, like schlepping somebody else's brick for them, you become Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because schlepping, because it's a lot easier to go to Kodesh for 40 days and to do Yichudim and Kavonis. It's a lot easier to do that. Oh, but to schlep somebody else's brick for you, you have to break yourself. You have to be Meitzer Aleim. You have to give over your Einoi and your Liboy for them. Oy vey, that hurts. Oh, but that brings that Kodesh Baruch Hu into the person's life. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became what he is. He didn't become other Zayt to get tricks. It came from a stupid thing of, yeah, helping them a guy that needs a favor to slap his suitcase and to do a favor when you don't want to do it. That's breaking a person. That's misaking a person himself. Is when a person is vayetze, because Baruch is also vayetze. That's the first of the Chazal. You have a gewaltige gates here.